Hello and welcome to this week's episode of QU Podcasts. My name is Chloe Knott and joining me in the studio today is Jay Hamill and Alex Obershon. Hi guys.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Today we're going to talk about what it's like going to college as a student athlete. I've left Australia to do so. You guys have left home, obviously. And what goes into the decision-making process and how we ended up here at Quincy. Yeah, what made you guys decide to go to university at all?
A university, just college in general?
Yeah.
Well, both of my parents went to college and my family members and relatives as well. So all my life I knew I wanted to go to college to get an education. But the complicated part was the component of knowing what to study or what to major in. So I knew I wanted to go to college, but the undergraduate programs didn't necessarily play a role. Obviously, baseball did, but I don't know if you want me to jump into detail of like how I chose Quincy quite yet, but I just knew in the back of my head that I wanted to go to college to get an education and put that toward what I wanted to do in the future.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, same for me. I mean, when I was starting to choose, soccer was kind of the thing that was at the top of the list for me, and then a lot of other things kind of before what my major would be, and then that kind of fit into what colleges I was looking at and what they had. What about you?
Well, when I was deciding whether I wanted to go to college or not, I always knew that it actually, you know, really wasn't a choice. Both my parents were educators, and my entire family, almost my entire family, has gone to college before me. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, am I going to do this? It was just an expectation. I tried to, you know, find a school that would feel a lot like home because I'm from a small area, so I want to go to a smaller school. Obviously, you know, like a big state school probably wouldn't fit me very well. And I also wanted to continue playing baseball because sports were my favorite thing about high school. So I knew that I needed to come to college because it was an expectation, but also because it could, you know, help forward my life in the future because you can get a lot more with a degree.
Yeah. Do you think in general, like America is very high on expectations of going to college, of like ticking that off your list, or is that something like that makes it kind of very hard to get a career job if you don't go to college?
So I think that really depends on where you are.
Where you're from.
Definitely. America is such a big place. Like, I would never hate on Hermitage, Missouri. I love where I am from, but we are not a very wealthy area. So college is definitely not the expectation for most there. But in different places, college is definitely the expectation. So just depends.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, going into the process, obviously, colleges are really just everywhere. Sports are at most colleges, really. What went into the process of picking a college, deciding, like, was a location something that had a big influence on you, or division of, you know, of that athletic program, scholarships, all those kind of things?
Yeah, definitely. So throughout my recruitment / college decision-making process, location was definitely one. Not just my parents, but my family members and relatives. Throughout high school and my younger youth years, they were always at every game. So I didn't want to play too far away because I wanted them to come see me like they have and support me all my life. But on top of location, I hate to say it, but money does talk.
Yeah.
Scholarships played a big role. The third one for me was playing time. You know, I didn't want to be a roster spy. I wanted to go in and play and be a part of that program. So those were the three main ones for me, personally.
Sure.
Well, I did not get any money to come play baseball here. I just came because I really wanted to play. Not all of us can be as talented as Big Jay Hamill over here. But I just I picked Quincy because I had an opportunity to play here, and I was within 3-4 hours of my family, as you know, Jay said, my family as well, always watched all of my games, and they continue to. And I also chose Quincy because I also have family up here as well. So being, you know, away from my parents, I also, you know, get to grow and become an adult by myself. But I also have, you know, a brother and a sister here in case I ever need some help.
Yeah, that's for sure.
On top of that, Alex and I actually come from, we've talked before since freshman year, we come from really small communities. Mm-hmm. I graduated from a class of 63, and would you graduate with Alex?
16.
Yeah, so surprisingly, I'm bigger than him. That doesn't usually happen, but on the education side of things, I like the teacher-to-student ratio, and I didn't want to go somewhere too big to where I'd be uncomfortable, and I knew I'd get the same opportunity here.
Sure, yeah, I think, I mean, for me it was very similar as well. Obviously, location, I'm not close to my family, but just the general area or the feel of the town definitely had an impact of where I wanted to go, and scholarships for me was a big thing. And, yeah, as you said, playing time and just the team in general. Being on a team that you feel like you're a part of it, you feel like you're valued, just like a family, I think that for sure played a big role. And what made you decide to pick the major that you guys have? We're all comm majors now.
I actually came in undecided, but had interests in communications. So ever since freshman year, I talked to Nora, and she, you know, she kind of convinced me to take some courses in this field. So ever since then, I've just enjoyed these classes. I don't dread them, so I just felt like it's the right fit, and I enjoy doing what I do in this major path.
Definitely, for sure. I think that Professor Boldner and Dr. Schleppenbach definitely have a lot to do with why I'm in communications. Both, you know, great teachers, great leaders. But I came in to Quincy just straight into journalism because everybody had always told me, oh, you're such a great writer, you're such a great writer. Turns out I don't really like writing that much, but I still like a lot of the aspects of communication, and that's why I'm in this major.
For sure. Yeah, I think the professors we have here definitely make a big impact on students. For me, I come from doing sports management and event management at a junior college, and trying to decide what I wanted to do, whether it was business or what. I'd never had a passion for writing, but once I started, got like the feel of the degree, what actually you can do with it, I think that really opened my eyes to journalism and the media.
Definitely. For, you know, media and communication and all that, it's a Swiss Army knife. You can like do so many different things. Communication is not just, you know, writing, it's not just filming, it's not just social media, it's the whole thing.
And I think we get like a great little smorgasbord of opportunity to do whatever we want and kind of branch into what we find some interest in. But going back to deciding about college and all those kind of things, what do you miss about being home or, you know, I guess just being away?
Probably the number one thing I miss is, one, obviously my family, but they get to come visit quite a bit. But probably the my friends, you know, you grow up with them. I come from a K through 12 high school, so it was all one building. So I was with them for the majority of my life. So I miss them. I don't really keep in touch with them anymore. But on top of that, the teachers I liked. You know, you knew them ever since elementary school all the way up until high school too, so they were always with you whenever you needed them. So probably just that close friendships with everyone, the small community love.
Jay, yeah, you definitely hit the nail on the head there. And I now know for sure that you are not lying about being from a small town, because I feel the exact same way. You know, it's always family first, but after that I do miss my friends, because you hang out with them all the time, because there's nothing else to do when you're back home. Unfortunately, like you. I have not been able to keep up with him as much as I want to, which is what it is. But the teachers at small schools have a huge impact on each student. They definitely know them very well. Every time that I go back home, I go back to the school and I visit all the teachers. I may have a bit of a stronger relationship with my teachers than most did because my mother was the superintendent for so long, and a lot of those teachers knew me since I was in diapers. But it's definitely a big, you know, family and community feel for those of us that come from small towns.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
I think me too. Just the home, the atmosphere, the community. I come from a town of about 50,000, but I grew up there pretty much my whole life. And I spent a lot of time, you know, around getting to know locals. You get to know everyone. And I think, yeah, when you're away, you just miss that. You miss, obviously, your family, your friends. And I think just for me, I mean, culture-wise as well, that's obviously something that's different here, but I miss that. But it's also, you know, cool to be here, make new friends, experience new things. I think, yeah, it's been great. But really, I think that's all we have time for today. But thanks for talking about all these things. I know it's interesting.
It's a fun conversation to look back on.
It really is.
Because you don't really think about it very much. You kind of just be living in the moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's nice to reflect. But thank you for listening to this week's Q podcast from Jay, Alex, and me. Stay tuned for next week.